Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Ian Hunter.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tuesday, so I like to stay popular in England, so I write songs like, you know, Ripper, Death of Emotion, and stuff like this, keeps me going over there. Okay, let's do Ripper. Yeah.
You are waking. Thank you. exploitation. Help us hold us until you are. Mass confusion and disillusion. Sometimes probably in love. I can't see God. The flies are in the way. I can't find hope and I can't find love. Any man dead is an insult to any faith.
I was like 16, 17, I used to work in a place called Sentinel in Shrewsbury, in a place, Shropshire, England. And you were covered in muck. You were doing capstans, drills, milling. I'm sure some of you have done the same sort of thing, work, factory work, you know. Yeah. And in those days, on the floor, the toilets used to say men, women. And in the office, they used to say ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, everybody's nothing. I was nothing. But there was one way out of this. Because if one of those girls came down from the office, and she was particularly good looking, and you managed to hook up with her, you became a star. You know. This is what happened. I wound up with a girl, Miss Shrewsbury, her name was, my brother. She's now married to a test pilot, so she did better. This is a song called A Girl from the Office.
Everybody says that the girl from the office is the best looking girl they've ever seen. Everybody smiles at the girl from the office when she walks across the factory floor. Everybody says that the girl from the office is a little standoffish when you talk to her. Everybody thinks that the girl from the office doesn't like hanging out with the boys from work. I want a hero, I would be, if a girl from the office went out with me. What she like,
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 what she like.
Everybody says what she like,
what she like,
what she like,
what she like,
what she like.
I'm
everybody says that the girl from the office is the best looking girl they've ever seen. And everybody smiles at the girl from the office when she fetches me a coffee from the Star Canteen. Now I'm a hero of the factory, Mr.
thank you.
And there's always them evil bodies. You tell me your life is just full of good. And women never really pay. Just don't blink their eyes. And their children are the only ones who really love. And their delicious just die. Anyone who ever had.
Screaming till I fell.
part of the scene. Now I'd rather dream. Claws for the clap. You can see your inside on TV. They got all kinds of lips for all kinds of pills, but they ain't found the cure yet for me. Out on the street with a cigarette feet, abandoned old all. Thank you.
flirtation was stardom. Back in 1979, I issued an album called You're Never Alone with Schizophrenic.
Yeah.
Which did well. Had a song off that.
Watching TV, skipping the beat.
austerity years, it was a process of reverse psychology. They all told you you were crap, and you did your best to prove them wrong. I was living in Shrewsbury, going to various schools. The teachers were disgusting. But the great thing about them was, like, you know, they're all so dispirited with the world, because teachers usually are. Because guitar teachers, you know, they're only teaching you guitar because nothing's happening. So,
hold on a second.
You translate that into French and all the rest of it, you know what I mean? I mean, these people are real jealous bitches. So anyway, I'd written a poem, and it really astonished me. First time I ever realised I could actually be of any literary significance. And I took it to school, I was 11. The guy was gay. Now, I've got no problem with gays before you start. I have no problem with gays. But, you know, there's the other side of it too, because he'd have five little guys sitting around him, who he loved, and all the rest of us would, the brutes, we were at the back, you know. And because I wasn't, like, gorgeous looking, and because I wasn't dainty, there was no way I was capable of writing poetry. This poem happened to be really good, and I lost it over the years. But what happened was, I took the poem in, his name was Dunn, and he got very angry with me, and he said, "You've stolen this." He said, "You stole it from the book." And that's the way England works. Because when he said, "You stole it from a book," it was the biggest buzz. It was better than him turning around to me and saying, you know, "This is a great poem." When he said, "You stole it from a book," I'm 11 years old, you know. This is a song called 23 Out Swan Hill.
Somewhere out, there must be somewhere out.
Anymore.
happened here before. This is where nothing happens anymore.
Yeah.
doing. Hey, thanks for coming out. You know, you sold this place out. This is great.
Yeah. We want Willie on the show.
Anyway, I have a shrewd suspicion half of you came for songs I haven't played as of yet. Memory lane. I was in the London last October and did 5 days with the old band. And it was fabulous, it really was, yeah. The rehearsals were great. We would sit in the van. It's the most insane band, you wouldn't believe this band. I mean, that's what makes it so odd and makes it probably so good. It's just insane. I don't think I could ever work with them again. But it's fabulous when you're doing it, you know. So we'll do a couple of songs that they... they made popular in the 20s.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Oh,
make me mad, because he looks miserable when I'm playing. And he claps at the end of it. Because a lot of people bring their kids. You know, the kids don't want to come. It's like, and then the dad's going like, this is the real thing. And the kid's like, I couldn't work you out. You all right? You having a good time? What? Oh, well.
69!
Yeah. Yeah. Have a good time. Watch your side. Roll up to the roundhouse on a Sunday afternoon. 17, we all agree. The King's Drive flat is the place to be. As Chelsea go, are the best in the world for company. 71, all the people come. We lost a few chops, it's just in fun. Take the men out of top of the pub. Yeah.
little more away. The television man is crazy.
Thank you.
on the bass. Please you know me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm James Maswell. On colour. MC Bosch. MC Bosch on lead guitar. The mighty Stephen Holly on the drum. Pleasure doing business with you.